And Almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. We pray to God a special prayer for this big-hearted pastor. Continue to bless him and his family. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for my wife. Thank you for my family. You've always been good to me. You the one have brought us thus far. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind so I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Say amen. To this big-hearted pastor, Pastor Rogers and family, and these preachers and pastors at present, thank God for the other Roger. But watch these Rogers fellas then. Yeah, you're preaching when you don't want to preach. I probably know. And we thank God for you and thank God for all who present. God is a good God. And I ain't never thought I'd be here long enough to retire. And my mama always said you had a house full of children. And she said, my name William Henry, y'all know that, but she said, leave William Henry alone. You know he ain't no count. No, I know I'm not lying. You know, she died early. She was 43 when she died. But I didn't think about that until I got older. I went to my sister, Turner, I said, what's wrong with me? I don't know. I went to the Mary Towns, Ruby Davis, and one or two more folk around there, were my mama friends. I don't know today what was wrong with me. I done everything the other boys done, but I'm still here by the grace of God. When you live to get 85, you up there. And we thank God for this big-hearted pastor because he didn't have to do this, you know. And he's doing a great job. I thank God for that. I'm satisfied. When I say I'm satisfied, when you pass the full 40 years and somebody come behind you and you don't want to be no devil. God knows I'm not lying. I said, Lord, just don't let no devil come behind me. And I appreciate that. May God bless you. For you. And I don't know what I've done about my wife. Stand again. They let them see your pretty self. I don't know what I've done without her. I mean that many times, much as I had to go and doing revivals and things and staying all the week and things. But she was right there with them four children. Yeah, we thank God for all of you. New Bethlehem is a great church, Reverend, and they always recognize me as being their pastor. And I just told the Lord, don't let a devil come behind me. I'm satisfied. Thank God for all these preachers again and pastors and I ain't gonna be with about 15 minutes. Well, I don't have to preach no hour now, you know. Well, I had an excuse to preach hour. My excuse was we on radio hour. Yeah, Lord, I enjoy preaching the hour. I mean it. But don't worry, y'all. I'm just kidding. I'm going to be here about it. Again, I've got to say this. I've been preaching a pretty good while and pastoring. And New Bethlehem, you got a great pastor. I mean it. I mean it. I've got to say it. I've just got to say it. Because when a man, I know preaching, I know pastors. And there's all kind of pastors. I say all kind. So you got a great pastor. And God answered my prayer. Just for a few moments. You know, I don't preach long. I just preach till I get through. So I'm just... But I ain't going to preach. I'm just kidding on with y'all now. I ain't going to preach long. I'm just kidding on with you. Bless your heart. Turn your Bible, if you will, to John 3:16. And we're going to read then John 1 and 14, if you will, these two verses, these two scriptures. And John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 1 and 14 said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of God, begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." You may be seated. Just for a few moments, we're going to use a thought. Nobody like Jesus. Nobody like Jesus. You can't find nobody like Jesus. You may find somebody may favor how he looked in the flesh, but God didn't have but one Jesus. He can do the thing that he done for us. And everybody who got good sense ought to love Jesus. Amen. I said, if you got good sense, you ought to love Jesus. Lord. Find out something about the devil. Yes, sir. The devil may have earthly riches, but he heavenly bankrupted. Amen. If anybody know God, the devil know him.
That's right.
He was up there with God. Yeah. Until he got lifted up in pride.
That's right.
Pride will kill you if you don't watch yourself.
Amen.
You get to thinking you better than other folks.
Amen.
I heard old pastor say, if you don't bathe, you'll stink too. All of us.
Yeah.
All of us come short.
Yeah.
Of his glory. The devil may have earthly riches, but I tell you again, he heavenly bankrupted. He is in the lying business. And he knows that he is on his way home to the lake of fire. Forever and ever. And what in hell that you and I want? What, Don? What in hell that we want? Thank God for Jesus. That's when you get to thanking God for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. He is the only one that we know of that was born of a woman, that no man is like him, who came and died and stayed dead as long as he want to and got up when he felt like it. Nobody but him. Jesus and Satan both are in the soul business. Jesus come to save and Satan come to destroy. That means you ought to love yourself some Jesus. Don't let nobody let you be ashamed of what Jesus done for you. He gave his life on the cross, hanging probably naked out there. But yet still, he forgot about that. But he thought about you and I.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell y'all years ago, trying to get around certain folks, class of folk, you want to put Jesus in your back pocket.
Yeah.
That's right, Reverend. That's right, Reverend. You know some folk like that, too.
Yeah.
Time hell breaker loose.
Right.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. You know my heart. The Lord said, that reason I'm not there. I know your heart. You see? Devil ain't no fool. Any way that he can stop up from lifting up the name of Jesus, he gonna do it. Don't never be ashamed of your Jesus. He died for you. Remember that. Too many church folks are ashamed of Jesus Christ until you get sick. Then when you get sick, you holler, Lord. The Lord said, oh,
yeah.
I've been looking for you. Where you been?
Yeah.
He know how to get in contact with you now.
Yeah.
And don't let him get in contact with you now.
Yeah.
So don't be ashamed of your Jesus.
That's right.
That one thing about the folks in the world, they're not ashamed of the devil.
Right.
They loose everywhere and don't care. But when come in, we want to put him in our bosom and want to hide him. But he God.
Yeah.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is too much for Jesus?
Amen.
And my brothers and sisters, nobody is like Jesus.
Right.
That's my thought. Nobody like Jesus. We take him too lightly for what he already done for us.
Yes,
he doesn't want us to be ashamed of him. Too many church folks are ashamed of Jesus Christ. The only somebody who come to die for our sin. And yet still we look over him as he is somebody we never knew in our life. But he know how to get in contact with us. Let something happen to us.
That's right.
Get by ourselves. Calling on him. The Lord said, oh. That's what he said now. I've been looking for you. He knew how to get in contact with you. And my brothers and sisters, what is too much for Jesus Christ?
All right.
For what he have already done for us. Brother Pastor, many people don't know who Jesus really is. You've got to know who he really is. You've got to know he can die when he wants him. And stay dead as long as he wants to, and get up when you feel like it. See, you've got to know that. When you know that, you know you can't lose when you put your trust in Jesus Christ. We take him too lightly.
Yeah.
The devil don't take Jesus lightly. He know who Jesus is. And when you really meet Jesus, been born again, and God lets you go through something, you know who brought you out. You ain't gonna let nobody doubt you about Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes,
I've been passing along enough to see so many folks. They're ashamed of Jesus now, certain folks. You might well go and say amen.
Amen.
Ashamed of it. You want to put them in your back pocket when you get around certain folks. Well, let the doctor say, well, I don't believe you're going to get well. Then you get back. Oh, you get to praying then. Oh. The Lord said, oh, I've been looking for you.
Yeah.
He know how to get in contact with you. He came and said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Uh-huh.
No man cometh to the Father but by me.
Yes, sir.
And my brother and sister, brother Pastor, I have found out by something about the devil. He knows that all God's word is true. He doesn't care how we have church.
Yes.
Long as we have it without Jesus.
Yes.
I told y'all years ago, I was somewhere, I don't know, I was pastoring.
And the folk were just shouting, Reverend, just shouting. He called Jesus' name. They're still in hell. They don't know it. See, he come to keep us from going to hell. He's the only name to keep a soul from going to hell. But we'd be ashamed of him around certain folks. Big crowd folks and big time folks. And we want to hide him. Don't you never try to hide Jesus. Well, I know what he done for me. You got to know that for yourself. I know why he done brought me out of darkness to his marvelous light. He's able to do anything, but he just can't fail. Never be ashamed of your Jesus. So he's going to fix it where you're going to need it.
Yes, sir.
I hate to see hypocrites. I mean, and I hate to say it like that, but get out of church, folks, you know, you want to and get out. You want to put Jesus in your back pocket. I don't preach that stuff. No.
Yes, sir.
Be a Christian everywhere you go. God want real folks. Ain't that right, y'all? He want real. He want us to be real. Not no hypocrite. Anybody to be a hypocrite. He had enough of them when Jesus walked his earth. He had enough of them.
That's right.
He wants some real folks.
Yeah.
Be genuine, because God will fix it where you got to need him.
Yeah.
And can't do nothing without him.
Yeah.
Nobody like Jesus.
Yeah,
we take him too lightly.
Yeah.
Reverend, I ain't preaching a long time. I'm got to get used to it. I'm retired now. I ain't worried about it no more now. I ain't looking for no preaching. I'm going to let you know now. If pastor told me to come preach, I'm going to preach to the best of my ability. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, one of the most saddest things in the world today, God trying to give away a Jesus that nobody wants. That's kind of sad. And folks don't want Jesus until the doctor walk away from your bed.
Yeah.
And I preach a lot of things. Get sad. And time you bury your folks, don't come to church no more.
Right.
I'm just telling the truth. I've been here long enough to know I'm past all kind of folks. And,
yes, sir.
And but don't be like that. God will fix it where you're going to need him.
Yeah.
He wake you up every morning. Don't be ashamed of him around your big shot folks. Don't be ashamed of your Jesus. Get around sweating folks, you want to put him in your back pocket. No, don't do that. So God will fit you where you need Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And my brothers and sisters, I have found out the devil, he knows all of God's word is true. He knows that. He doesn't care how we have church. Just have it without Jesus. Because Jesus is the God saving power over the devil. Devil can't do nothing with Jesus. Jesus came in saying, I got all power in my hand. I am the way back home. This really is not our home. We didn't come from here. We came from heaven. Our body came from him, but our soul came from God. God breathed into Adam and Eve. They became a living soul. You got a soul, can't never stop living. You got to live somewhere forever, heaven or hell. Where are you going when you leave here? You going somewhere now. That's a strange thing. Reverend, I ain't saying nothing. I didn't preach. You know, I need to tell folks, that's a strange thing. When people die, never been to church, now you want the brain.
That's right.
I need to tell y'all about that.
Right.
Just don't come to the graveyard.
Yeah.
What brain in him for? He already gone.
Yeah.
I'm not passing. I can preach and get leave. That's all. But I ain't saying nothing I didn't tell you. I promise you that. You've got to tell folks the truth. Your soul ain't nothing to play with.
Church ain't nothing to play with. Jesus ain't nothing to play with. He wake you up every morning. He starts you on your way. Don't you never be ashamed of your Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I remember when I got in around here years ago and I got my sign still on my car. They were calling me crazy then, Reverend. It's still on, man.
Yes, sir.
Jesus saved. Are you saved? Jesus saved. I had signs. Anybody can get it if you want. I said, if you're ashamed, don't put it on your car. If you shame of me before this sinful world, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father. Don't you never be ashamed of Jesus. God Almighty. Oh, boy. I know what he done for me. I ain't never had nothing. I ain't got nothing now. But one thing, I got Jesus. Y'all don't hear me preach enough. I'm almost through. Wait a minute, let me tell you this. You know, my mom and daddy didn't have nothing much. They didn't. House full of children. And we ate butter beans and peas. And we had our field. We know we grow the corn and things like that, you know. But we still here. I had a praying mama. I had a praying daddy. He was a preacher, but he never pastored. But we went to church with holes in our britches and things. But God, my brothers and sisters are still alive. Speaking of, and all of them doing well. Always remember, God got a way of bringing up his folks. You got to watch yourself now. The devil make a fool out of you. He'll make you think you're better than other folks. That's the worst thing you could ever come in your mind. Think you're better than Jim and Jack. You ain't no better than nobody else. If you don't believe, you'll stink like everybody else. You got to always remember that. Heart of mine. I found out the devil make a fool out of you. The devil will make a fool out of you. Church folks. I'm talking about church folks. Be humble. The Bible says humble is the way. It's nobody like Jesus. He had the whole world in his hand, but he was humble. God Almighty. He didn't look over nobody. Because you got more shoes than I got, that make you better than nobody else. Because you got two cars, that make you no better than nobody else. Because you can change clothes, like, that don't make nobody else. Because you got two wigs, that don't make nobody else. You don't bet nobody else. You gotta always remember that. God ain't nothing to play with. I found that out, buddy. You can't make no fool out of God. He knew you before he put you in the womb. God ain't gotta watch you every day. He already knew you when he put you in the womb. He know where you're going to hell or heaven when he put you in the womb. I'm preaching real. I'm still preaching real. I mean that, y'all listen to me good. Listen to me good. When you get on your knees to pray, please be real. Please. We can't make no fool out of God. Some folks got words, Reverend. They can got all kind of words. Words don't move God. Realness rule God. Remember that. Realness, being real. May kick over for you. Not over now, but you just be real. Words. You know that. That don't move God. He just wants you to be real. Nobody like Jesus. I'm glad he don't treat us like other folks. Because you're a big shot, a little shot. All he wants us to be what? Real. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is the only one who can give sight to the blind. The only one who can walk water. The only one who can tell the wind to be still. The only one who can heal the sick and raise the dead. The only one who can save a lost soul. The only one who can tell the devil to get behind me in the name of Jesus. He's the only one who can get 2 little fishes and 5 loaves of bread and feed 5,000 folks besides women and children. He's the only one who can do that. All of us need Jesus and can't make it without him. And the Bible talk about the last days. You talk about the last days. Read it. In the last days, there'll be a falling away from the faith. Won't induce sound doctrine. Got a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He already don't tell us that. Don't you never think you can fool God? You get on your knees. Be real.
Yeah.
You can't fool God because you got words.
Yeah.
I know you've been to school. You got the big word. God knows all the big word, the little and the small one too. But you just be real. Split you now, but just be real. Kick over bird, but just be real. Lord of mine. Some of y'all new folk may not know me, but them old folk know I don't play preacher. I mean, God done what he done around here, because when you play preacher, God moved back from you. I'm going to tell you, thus saith the Lord. Not picking at nobody. But you got to tell folks the truth, whether they want it or not. That's one thing about Jesus. He told folk what was right, because he is right. So now he tells us to do the same thing. And here preacher said, well, you know, you may hurt folks' feelings. No, if they sin, I'm got to tell them to sin. If they sell and liquor, I'm got to tell them they wrong selling liquor. Yeah, running around with another woman, with another man is wrong. You've got to tell them. Well, I'll just quit, go somewhere else. Go somewhere. Hell, why yourself anyway? You know where in the Bible where God said, heaven have enlarged herself. But then in the Bible where hell have enlarged herself. I said, in the Bible where hell have enlarged herself. Hell saw that crowd coming. Hell said, I believe you got to do a little bit of modeling around here. Got to do a little more. I see a crowd we can't hold. I know I'm putting it in a funny way, but the Bible said, hell have been Lord to herself. Because we saw a crowd coming.
Yes, sir.
Ain't nothing to play with. Church ain't nothing to play with.
Amen.
I didn't never play with your soul.
Yeah.
I said, I never played with your soul. That's his holy name. I'm so glad King don't want me in here ever till I mess with you. I ain't never went to your house and done nothing. When I saw one kind of act funny, I said, well, I see you, sister. No, I mean it. I find out something. I don't have many preacher friends and pastor friends got in trouble like that.
Yeah.
A woman ain't no fool. Ain't no fool to fool with. I'm telling her. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about other women out there. No, Lord. We invite you to your house. I had to get out of that, brother. He God alone. I declare he God alone. There's nobody like Jesus. Nobody like him. He God by himself. He letting us know he don't need nobody. Sometimes folks feel that God is in hurt for something. God not in hurt for nothing or nobody. He can speak in the world with typified just like that. He got all mean ain't no more, right? He got all power in his hand. The devil out there, he used church folks. He used the sinner man, he already got them, but he used church folks.
Yeah.
To make church folks think of they don't know the Bible, make them he can do something and God don't know nothing about it.
Yeah.
God already know you before he put you in the womb.
Yeah.
I said before he put you in the womb,
yeah.
You can't fool him. So you might as well be real when you come out of church. When you come out of you might as well go be, tell the devil, get behind me in the name of Jesus. Think about Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. Thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
The only one who can save a lost soul.
Yes.
I said the only one.
Yes.
And that's what the devil don't want. If you lost, you the devil's friend.
Yes.
I mean it now. If you lost, you the devil's friend. Because
yes.
He know he got you.
Yes.
The only way to skip the devil, you got to give your life over to Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Jesus done something for us that nobody can ever do for us. He saved our lost soul.
Yeah, yeah.
So the only one who can tell the devil to get behind me and get out of my way is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The only one who can get two little fishes,
yeah,
and five loaves of bread and feed over 5,000 folks and then got some left over. That's something to think about.
Yes.
If somebody can get two little fishes and five loaves of bread and feed over 5,000 folks and got some scraps, boy, that's something.
Yes.
That's something, boy. That's something. Somebody can do that. Thank God for Jesus Christ. We take him too lightly. But the most of all, he is the only one who can die when he wants to.
Yes.
Stay dead as long as he wants to. And then get up when he feel like it. Can't nobody do that but Jesus. Why don't we trust him?
Yeah.
He got all power, all meaning, no more. He got all of it in his hand.
Yes.
He gathered all over the universe and put it in hand shape. And said, I got all of it.
Yeah.
In his hand. Ain't no more nowhere.
Yeah.
Jesus does what he wants to do.
Yeah.
The devil can't stop him. But we let the devil scare sometimes. He may put us in a hospital. But yet still, God is a doctor among all doctors. You got to always remember that. He's a lawyer among all lawyers. You got to always remember that. God tests us like he tests the old disciples. We get around and say, oh, the law will make a way. The law says, let's see. We be tested too, folks. When you're going through your sickness, going through something, don't go there and give up. Test the law. You know what you're doing. You got all power. He said, ask him anything. Didn't he say that? He said, ask me anything. He said, I will do it. That's in the Bible. Ask me anything, I will do it. Well, go on in action. Tell the Lord, Lord, you told me you blah, blah, blah. I'm going on. Go and try. If you got that, try it and see. If you mean business, tell God about it.
Yeah,
don't fight back with that devil. Just tell God about it. That person in the hands of the Lord and see what happened.
Yes, sir.
God Almighty. He guards by himself.
Yes.
Jesus don't need nobody.
Yes, sir.
But we need him every day,
every day
of our life.
Yes,
sir. Never let them know when the time for me to stop now. You know. I used to preach an hour. I had to preach an hour because I was on a radio hour. But now, nah, I ain't going to try to do that. I'm going to stop right now. Remember, I'm dead. Then you know that. I'm just playing with the nine. He is God alone.
Yeah.
Just Jesus.
Yeah.
Nobody like him. Jesus is all that we need in this life and the life to come.
Yeah.
We thank God for mother and father.
Yeah.
Thank God for sisters and brothers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But most of all, we thank God for Jesus.
Yes,
yes. The Son of the living God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who came and died.
Yes, yes.
But he didn't stay dead.
Yes.
He got up.
Yes.
With all power.
Yes.
Heaven and earth in his hand.
Yes, yes.
He's the only one.
Well,
can tell the wind to be still.
Yeah.
The only one to look at a grave.
Yeah.
And tell the dead man to get up and walk.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the only one can make the devil be quiet.
Yeah.
When you're all around you and you don't know what to do. I thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
I thank God for where he done brought me.
Yes, sir.
I came from a long way.
Yeah.
But Lord, he good to me. And he good. And he good. Watched over me all night long. Woke me up early this morning to let me see a brand new day. Started me on my way. Yeah. 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 When a doctor walk away from your bed, go to your cross, say, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. He'll make a way for you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Have you tried him? Have you tried him? I'm talking from experience, y'all. I know what he done for me. My mama died early. My daddy didn't live long. But Jesus, Jesus called me to preach. Told me to go tell the world about Jesus. Ever since that day, I've been telling y'all, Jesus, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Won't he make a way? Have you tried it? Jesus, 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 oh, Jesus.
I ain't preached in a long time. I'm tired already.
God is a good God. He come to seek and to save that which was lost. Nobody lack him. I don't see how folk try to live without him. I mean that. I'm not just up your plant. I don't see how folk try to live without Jesus. He come to save folks. Keep us from going to hell. What in hell we want? Nothing but morning, groaning, night and day, forever and ever. And he went to hell for us. To keep us from going. If anybody in here need him. You know, if I wouldn't go to church, if anybody in here need Jesus as your Lord and Savior, don't be ashamed of that. The devil tell you, don't get up. Don't let the devil make a crank out you. He's trying to get all the souls he can, too. He wants folks to go to hell with him, to the lake of fire. But Jesus come to keep us from going by believing on him. If you lost, when I say lost, haven't given your life to Christ, that's what Jesus come in the world for. He died, went to hell. Jesus went to hell to keep us from going. But hell couldn't hold him. Because we got all power. Somebody had to go to hell to pay the price. That means we owe everything to him. That means we owe him everything. Because he went for us. To keep us from going. If anybody without Jesus, will you come? Don't be ashamed. Ain't nobody going to get scared and ashamed with the devil. If you need Jesus now, because you're going to die. All of us getting out of here now. You're going somewhere. Hell or hidden. That's not dark matter. That's just the Bible. You're going someplace now. That's what Jesus coming to keep us from going to hell. And if you can't believe in Jesus, you'll go where the devil will be forever and ever. The Bible says moaning and groaning day and night forever and ever and ever. Will there be one? Think about it now. Can it go? Remember, I used to preach an hour, but I got old now. I can't preach an hour no more. May God bless y'all. May God keep you.
Come on, give the Lord another praise. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Certainly we thank God for the life, labor, and legacy of Dr. William H. Walker. He's a great soul, great servant of God, and we are blessed to have him here every Sunday that he's not preaching. And I'm extremely blessed to have him to walk the halls with me on the way to the pulpit, and for him to lay his hands on my shoulder and say to me, "Thank God for you. You're doing a great job." That's encouraging. Amen. Amen. It has been our desire to honor you. We were delayed by this pandemic, but not denied. Proverbs 3:27 says, "Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in your power to do so." Romans 13:7 says, "Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes to whom taxes are owed, revenue to whom revenue is owed, respect to whom respect is owed, honor to whom honor is owed." Emeritus is Latin for someone who has fulfilled his or her required commitment, originally referring to veteran of war. It is taken from ex morere in Latin, meaning to have earned a release from service. Dr. Walker was not kicked out, he was earned out. Reverend Dr. William H. Walker, we honor you for your long and significant pastorate. The bestowment of pastor emeritus status is our way of saying thank you. Your position is mainly honorific. We lay no weight of responsibility on you. Amen. We want you to enjoy your retirement, enjoy your family, enjoy preaching. Amen. At this time, our sister Latonya Thomas is coming with Path to Honor.
To Pastor Rogers, all other ministers of the gospel, to all of you, New Bethlehem, good afternoon. The path to honor. 1 Timothy 5:17. "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine." 1 Timothy 5:17 summarizes why we are honoring Reverend Dr. William H. Walker, Sr. We know the Lord used you to accomplish a work he set aside for only you to do. Dr. Walker led in truth, battled for truth, taught the truth, and preached the truth with boldness, yet with love and compassion. It is our privilege for such an event, the entitlement, to take place on your behalf. The scripture informs us that we are in order in doing so. Now, this just didn't happen overnight, or in a few months or years. Dr. Walker gave himself unselfishly, untiringly for 40 years here at New Bethlehem Baptist Church. To God be the glory. There is a path to this honor. We just want to highlight a few of the many accomplishments God allowed Dr. Walker to achieve. Dr. Walker, being a devout man who feared the Lord, served his pastor and home church, the Mount Hebron Baptist Church in Bessemer. At the Mount Hebron Baptist Church, he held several positions, such as deacon board chairman, Sunday school teacher, choir officer, and etc. While serving at the Mount Hebron Baptist Church, he heard the voice of God say, "Go tell the world about Jesus." And the story goes somewhat like this. While at work, something came over him, and he could not contain himself. "I gotta go tell the world about Jesus." Bam! He hit the floor. "No, I don't have a toothache. I gotta go tell the world about Jesus." Wham! He hit the floor again. "Rogers, I gotta go, man. I gotta go tell the world about Jesus." Wham! He hit the floor yet again. Is the way he told it. As Jesus called him to preach, he preached, "Jesus lives. Jesus lives," as he rolled up and down the streets of Bessemer. "Jesus lives." The Lord was still talking to him, even when he went home and Rawlings saw him out in the backyard, thinking he had lost his mind. He was still saying, "I gotta go tell the world about Jesus." One day, while driving up and down the streets in his old truck, he saw his friend lying in a ditch. He went and got him out. That brought about the title of his first sermon. That was called, "I Got You Out the Ditch. Now Go Get Your Brother." Dr. Walker was called to preach in June 1977. And as I remember sending these previews, he said, and I wasn't looking for no church either. In June 1978, Dr. William H. Walker Sr., a powerful man of God, a dynamic preacher, a true leader, an excellent teacher, and a dedicated Christian, accepted the call from God to pastor the New Bethlehem Baptist Church. Under his pastoral leadership, the membership increased tremendously. New ministries were added, and old ministries were expanded for meaningful spiritual growth. Some of the ministries that were added are Honor Roll Awards Program, Sisterhood Brotherhood Fellowship, Instructional Classes for Prospective Sunday School Teachers, Saturday Morning Intercessory Prayer Group, a class for How to Study Your Bible, Media Ministry, Welcome Ministry, New Convert Classes for Men, Women, and Children, New Members Class, Bible Study Retreat, Evangelistic Team, Recreational Ministry, Scholarship Ministry, Personnel Ministry, Puppeteers Ministry, Band Ministry, Security Team, Youth Scholarship Ministry, Personnel Ministry, Prayer Meeting Pastors Aid Ministry, Women's Prayer Retreat, Men Retreat, and Homeless Ministry. In 1992, plans and funds were instituted for a new sanctuary. In 1997, groundbreaking for the new sanctuary took place, and in 1999, the new edifice was completed. The new church edifice included a sanctuary that seats approximately 1,800, a pastor study, rehearsal hall, nursery, emergency medical room, parental bridal room, welcome minister's office, security guard's room, secretary's office, media minister's office, and finance room. Renovation of the old sanctuary was completed in 2001. The results of this renovation were a large fellowship hall equipped with a commercial kitchen and a recreation center, a large daycare structure that was begun in 2002 was completed in 2003. The Jesus Christian Daycare and School. The mortgage burning ceremony indicated the new building structures were debt-free, took place on June 29, 2003. Shortly thereafter, land was purchased in 2004 for the site of the Frank Golden Age Home. The Westside Baptist Church was purchased and renovated to move and house the Jesus Christian Daycare and School. In 2007, a bookkeeper's office, data entry's office, deacon's trustee's office, and storage room were added on the first level of the church, along with the remodeling and refurnishing of the secretary's office. In the early part of the year 2011, a stainless steel sign that reads, "New Bethlehem Baptist Church," was added to the outside bricks of the church. Also, at the latter part of the year 2011, the foundation was laid for a new state-of-the-art Family Life Center. As of 2013, the Family Life Center was open and is being used by New Bethlehem and others alike. Under the leadership of Dr. Walker, and with God's blessings, the church continues to grow and move forward spiritually, physically, and financially. Church services started being viewed live on the internet, www.nbbcmin.org, and www.goodnewsofjesus.org, local, state, national, and international, live on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And the preaching of the gospel was being heard on 16 radio stations. And all along the way, Lady Edna May Hill Walker was right by his side, and their four children, Deborah, Roslyn, Lisa, and William Jr., respectively, were in a constant support, as well as many of their grands and great-grands. Throughout his path, one thing has remained the same, and that is he's still passionately proclaiming the Word of God and telling the world about Jesus. Reverend Walker, I want to thank you personally for my family, how you have blessed us over the years. It gives us great joy to see him on Sundays worshiping. I know it does for me. The New Bethlehem family is happy that he's here with us. Where else is there for him to be than here? What a path. Dr. Walker, we love you and are proud and happy to call you Pastor Emeritus. Thank you.
Stand. The congregation of the New Bethlehem Baptist Church of Bessemer, Alabama, in recognition of your exemplary pastoral leadership of this congregation since the beginning of June 1978, hereby bestow Reverend William H. Walker, Sr., the honor of being known to us and others as Pastor Emeritus of New Bethlehem Baptist Church. In conferring this honor, we will remember you for your many accomplishments, and we pledge ourselves to continued concern for your health and happiness. We will hold you in our prayers and always cherish your contributions. Conferred this 26th day of December 2021, Pastor T. Jefferson Rogers, Jr., Deacon Alfonso McLean, Chairman. We also give a place for you. As you have gestures of love, our church has a gift for you, along with this certificate. Lady, will also read a plaque for Sister Walker. Listen, if you desire to give, there are boxes right outside of the exit doors. And if you are making a check or writing a check, make it payable to Reverend William H. Walker. Thank you. God bless you.
We ask you to remain standing. This plaque reads, Lady Edna Walker, thank you for blessing our church with humble leadership, heartfelt ministry, and a deep love of the Lord. Thank you for making a difference in the lives of so many as a leader, a teacher, a mentor, and a friend. May God bless you and keep you. With love, the New Bethlehem Baptist Church. We love you, Sister Walker. This is Our Lady of Grace, Sister Edna Walker.
words from the honorees.
I usually don't cry. But I think I've won the right. To Dr. To Dr. Rogers, to all of you. Dr. Walter. First Lady Rogers. Well, Lady Rogers. I think we're saying Lady Rogers. I'm trying to get myself together. This has been an honor. God is so good, isn't it? As Reverend has, the Lord has brought us a long way. Being a minister wife, God has to call you. He has to prepare you. And I can remember, I'm not going to be that long, hopefully. I can remember, I don't know, some of you may remember Dr. Willie James Sanders. He used to pass in Mason City, then he went to, I think it was for New Jersey. But Reverend Richardson had him at my mama's house for dinner. One day, that's what the people used to feed the revival preachers. And he looked at me. I was helping my mother. He said, "Sister Walker, where is our Deacon Walker?" I said, "He working." You know, y'all know how I start talking to. I said, "He at work." You know, like where he's supposed to be. He says, "He hadn't answered his call yet. God didn't call him yet." I said, "For what?" He said, "To preach." I said, "There'll be no preacher." He looked at me real seriously. If y'all knew him, he was a young man, but he was serious. He said, "Sister Walker, you're not in his way, are you?" That hit me like a brick. I started praying right then, "Lord, if he gonna preach, you prepare me. Don't move me. But you fix me." And God did it. God did it. And I thank God he did. Nobody but the Lord. All the teaching and whatever from the other minister wives. That's what we are here for our young minister wives. But God has been good for us. And I thank God for it. Reverend, but me being his wife, 40, yeah, I got 40 years here, but it's 40 plus years. Amen. Wait a minute now, I knew how long I've been married. He has been pastoring and preaching 40 plus years. No, we have been married 65. And it takes God to stay with a person happily. Yeah, yeah, ups and downs. Yeah. But I always tell a young woman this. I said, "We've been married 40-something. Let me vent, I'm going to sit down." And I tell you, I never got out of my bed. Now that means something. I didn't go sleep on the sofa. He didn't. That's right. And it takes Jesus.
Just like when he preached Jesus. It takes Jesus. It takes Jesus to make this journey. And you don't go into marriage or pastoring or anything with a plan B. I can say that. Amen. I thank God and give him all the glory. Give him all the glory. Not me. Because it had to be God. And I thank God for my husband. Reverend has been a pastor, but he has been a father. He has been a husband. And he has taken care of his family. I worked because I wanted to work. Not because I had to work, because he took care of his family. And I thank God for him. And thank God for you all doing this, Pastor Rogers. Thank God. Folks asked me when Reverend Rogers came, you got to go join another. You got to go with your husband. I said, this is home. These are my children. And I wrote down here so I wouldn't forget it. Now I'm just granny to everybody. Sister Rogers and Reverend Rogers are y'all mommy and daddy now. I'm granny. I'm granddad.
I just want to take my hats off to the great pastor from the depths of my heart. You didn't have to do this. I didn't give no kind of hint, no kind of way. All I know, oh, I'm going to get happy, but all I know, God called me to preach. And he told me to come over here. I ain't putting no resume in, no kind of way. I ain't boasting about that now. I was on the street preaching rubber. And they told me to come over here and preach. And I preached. Me and my wife and children left and thought I'd never come back. And when I heard they had called me, I said, Lord, but it hit me. God knows it. Hit my shoulder just like this. I heard it. I said, Lord. God knows I'm not lying to y'all now. I ain't going to read the lie. I said, Lord, I'm supposed to go Sunday. You know they told me, come. Do you really put a lot of emphasis on really? Do you really want me to go? From the depths of my heart, that boy was just like this. If I didn't want you to go, I wouldn't have let him send for you. God knows I'm not lying. Now, he didn't say this, but all God said, get your little crazy self over there and do that thing. Not all you're saying. You know how I mean. I'm not meaning. So I was scared. I ain't put no resume in. I ain't bragging about that now. But I thank God. New Bethlehem was a great church. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. I mean it. I continue to pray for my wife and I, my children. We appreciate this, Reverend. We know you didn't have to do this. We take our hats off to you, huh? You know, I ain't putting on give no hint or nothing. I ain't never thought this would happen. But sometimes God just give you when you don't want it. Or give you when you ain't expecting it. When you expect a lot of things, God move back from you then, you know. I ain't had to do nothing but just do what the pastor tell me. And I want to look, I appreciate it, huh? Thank you for New Bethlehem. Thank you for everything.
The Bible means what it says. I heard him say we didn't have to, but I read scripture. Scripture says, give honor to whom honor is due. So we had to. We had to if we want to be obedient unto God. When I first came here, I said to the church, under the directions of Dr. James A. Boyd, he said to me, take care of the old man. And he said, you'll be blessed. And at the time, I didn't understand what he was saying in full. But as I went along in pastoring for 2 years now, I understand clearly. I said to New Bethlehem, you have enough love for him and me. You don't have to choose between us. That we are to love him together. You don't take a man and set him out to pastor as if his labor and love means nothing. We have a parking spot for him. We let him preach as much as he would like to preach because he's a preacher. Now, he earned his way out of pastoring, but not preaching. The Bible says that the call and giftings of God are without repentance. In other words, God doesn't change his mind. You're a preacher for the rest of your life. And we love to hear him preach. We love to support him. And we love to see him. We love to see him. 40 years is a long time. And often the members would say to me, well, you have 40 years to pastor. I don't know why he set the mark and the bar so high. But if that's so, I got 38 more to go. But I'm honored, and I thank God for the privilege of preceding or succeeding him. And he preceded me in ministry. I didn't come to start a work. I came to continue the work. Amen. So, thank you, Dr. Walker. Listen, we have preachers here. We want to recognize all of our preachers and pastors. If you're here, will you please stand so we can see you? We know Reverend Van, other preachers. As Reverend January. Amen. Pastor January. Pastor Rogers with the D. All right, any other? Reverend Moman. Amen. All right. Amen. Thank God for all of you being here. Thank God for Sister Louise, Sister Kimberly, Brother Jesse, and Sister Tyson in our absence, and again our very own Sister Lanice. Thank God for all of you being here. All hearts and minds clear. Again, if you're going to give, give on your way out. Y'all hold those boxes up high. Those boxes belong to the Walker family. So listen, you're here blessing him in your presence, and we ask that you bless him. Whatever the Lord has laid on your heart, bless him. Bless him for the great labor that he has done and is doing and will do. May the grace of God, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forever. In every heart, say amen. Listen, Brother Jess is coming to give us exit instructions.